Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It is good. Man, we got a full house today, and it's good to see everybody on this Transfiguration Sunday. It is the last Sunday in the season before Lent begins, and which we will start next Sunday. And I'm going off, if you happen to notice or paid any attention, I'm going off the series that I was on, and we're going to be prepping for Lent and then doing a Lenten series coming up through the time leading up to Easter then. But we are so glad that you're here today, and we want to welcome all of you, especially if you're visiting today. I'm Pastor Jason, and so we are glad that you're here, and we want to welcome those that may be listening later on in the week online on the website and to the service. And what we're going to be talking about is shining. And so my question is, what kind of story is our face telling? And as we begin this morning, let's stand and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father.
Let's join together for our call to worship in the bulletin. Christ calls us here. May Christ's presence be revealed in this time. May Christ's glory shine into our worship. Well, let's join together and sing this morning hymn number 347, He Keeps Me Singing, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. There are 5 verses to this hymn.
There's within my heart a melody, Jesus whispers sweet and low. Life's ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All my life was wrecked by sin and strife, discord filled my heart with pain. Swept across the broken strings, stirred with slumbering chords again. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes he leads through waters deep, trials go across the way. Sometimes his footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Feasting on the riches of his grace, resting in the sheltering why I shout and sing, Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon he's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wait my I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing. Let's sing the refrain again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. God of glory and power, pour out your Holy Spirit on us today. Reveal to us your wisdom and way. Manifest through us your spirit of glorious grace and love. And make your loving presence known to all through your church. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. So, sometimes we've through the years, we've sang that chorus, Shine, Jesus, Shine. And a lot of times we've only sang the chorus part. Way back when I first introduced it, I introduced you to the verses. Well, today we're going to sing the verses to it today. So I'm hoping that Carla remembers and maybe you, some of you will remember. And I will lead it out this morning and hopefully we'll sing through it okay there. Shine, Jesus, shine. There's three verses to it. Okay. Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. From the shadows into your radiance, by your blood may I enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with
on your kingly brightness, so our faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Nearer here may I lie, tell your story. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nation with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there.
Let's sing the chorus again.
Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word.
Picked it up. Yeah. You know why I wanted to sing the verses is because that third verse is basically what I'm going to be talking about in my sermon today. Well, we're going to invite our kids down this morning if they would make their way. Come on. I'm glad to see everybody today. Whew, we got a good group. Hello, hello. Who do you see?
Me.
Me? Yeah. Who do you see?
Me.
That is that? Who is that?
Me.
Is it? Do you see?
Me.
Look at there. All those pretty faces. You know why? Because each one of us have been made in God's image. That's why. Each one of us has. And you know what that means? That means that we have God's light in us because of Jesus and what he did for us. And so we have to remind ourselves. Now, I know sometimes we look at ourselves and we think, oh, I'm not that pretty or that handsome. Us guys don't want to be called pretty, you know. We want to be called handsome. But guess what? Each one of you are beautiful because you've been made in God's image. And because of that, God's light shines on you and out of you. So when you smile at somebody, when you see somebody at school or in your family, and maybe they're having a bad day, and their face looks what? Sad, yeah. You're going to say it. Yeah, when it looks sad because we're having a bad day or they're having a bad day, you know what? Seeing your smile will make a big difference. Now I'm going to tell you a little secret. Every Sunday when I come and you come up and say hi and smile at me, or if I come up and say hi to you and you smile at me, do you know what? You just made my day. You made me really happy because I love to see your smiles, because that smile can touch somebody else, because you're letting God's light shine off of you on to others. And he just sang that song, Shine, Jesus, Shine. So when we come into worship and we sing and we pray and you guys go downstairs and have your lesson, you are being touched by God's presence in those moments. And it's God's presence in our lives that makes our face shine. And that's a good thing, because sometimes
We can be sad. Or we can be mad. But it's good when our faces shine and we smile and let somebody know that they are special too. Okay? So, girls, as you get older, you're going to be concerned about whether you look pretty enough because of what your friends say. But guess what? Every one of you are very pretty. And you will always be that way because of God's light in each of you. Don't ever forget that, because we carry that with us. Remember we sing that little song at VBS and Sunday school sometimes, but probably more VBS. This little light of mine. Notice it says mine. We have a light, and you get that from God. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Don't forget to let your light shine this week. Okay? Go down there and give Miss Rhea a big smile this morning and shine for us. Okay, you guys can head on downstairs for your class this morning. As we go to our time of prayer this morning, maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share. Before we go to prayer this morning, and we always want to give you a chance to share those. So somebody, yes.
I have a joy. They're building a brand new home across the street from me, and they're here for the first time in our church, and they can stand up and introduce you to the audience.
Okay. He's not embarrassing you or anything. Well, great. So good to see you. Yes. 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 Wonderful. Wonderful. Somebody else. Joy or concern. Yes.
Barb Thomas lost her husband last Sunday. So just prayers for the Thomas family.
Yes.
It was very unexpected.
That's what I had heard. And when I heard that, I'm trying to see their faces. And yes, thank you for sharing that. Definitely want to remember that family in our prayers. And somebody else this morning, yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay, unspoken. And, yep, just a couple others. Unspoken, okay. Go ahead, Tom.
Maynard Francis family.
The Francis family.
Lester's brother.
Did he pass?
Yeah, 98.
Oh, my gosh. I did not know that. So we want to remember the Francis family then. Somebody else. Yeah.
Prayers for Cindy. She's going back to work tomorrow after being off 12 weeks with the baby.
Yeah, that's hard, isn't it? Yes. Yeah, it is. Got to let that little one into somebody's care. Whoever that may be. Unspoken, okay. And
unspoken.
Okay. Somebody, yep.
The Shaw family over.
Yep. We definitely want to do that. It's good to see Smoke today and Karen and JP. Yes. And it's never easy when you lose a loved one like that. And we might as well put the Yinks and Hart family. And I'm sure there's other names that go with that. But them in our prayers as the funeral's tomorrow. So, yep.
First, my parents. They've decided they're selling their condo. They're moving to a retirement community. Finally, both almost 90 years old. They made the decision rather rapidly. They just pray that everything goes as smoothly as possible.
Yeah. All right. Definitely can do that. That's... you know, you are very fortunate that they made that decision.
Yes.
Because when we have to make that decision, it's a lot harder. It's definitely a lot harder. And as many of you know, yeah. Somebody else, joys or concerns, yeah.
My niece, Cindy Downing, she's been in UCI, but she just got out a year ago. And she's got a stroke
Whoa.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of appointments to go to and everything. She needs her prayers.
Wow. Definitely needs our prayers for Cindy this morning with a stroke and high sugar count. Or yes. So somebody else. Anybody else?
Ellie.
Yes, we want to remember Ellie. She's on our prayer list there. And does anybody know, did she have that procedure?
She could not.
That's right. I remember that, yes. Yeah. So we want to remember about that getting rescheduled and to work on her leg and continued healing. I'm sure that UTI is doing much better after being a week on antibiotics. So somebody else? Anybody else? Yeah.
My sister's surgery is Friday.
Yeah, and we want to remember Jill as she's going in to have the cancer tumors removed. And we had said something, I had said something last Sunday about they're going to put a stent in her, that line between her bladder, her kidney and bladder, that line that runs through there, because there's some inflammation there and they're concerned because of the proximity and everything. So we appreciate your prayers. The neurologist is going to, or urologist, I did it again. I said neurologist again. I did that last Sunday. The urologist is going to put that in first after she goes to sleep, and then they're going to do the surgery to remove the tumor. So pray that they'll be able to get all that removed, and I'm sure she may have to go through some maintenance chemo afterwards, but we'd appreciate your prayers for that and get everything. Anybody else this morning? Anybody else this morning? Lots of different needs. Okay.
Dave Shellhouse, old pitch, horseshoe pitching buddy. He's the one we prayed for that fell out at the end of his driveway here 6 months ago or so. Well, he's in the nursing home and he fell again and broke his neck and his back this time.
Oh.
He's in Chester now.
Oh, my gosh. That's holy mackerel. I can't imagine. Wow. Okay, definitely want to keep Dave in our prayers then. And so lots of different needs there. And maybe you came in with some. I know some shared or mentioned unspoken. And I'm sure they're going to lift up some of those in just a moment when Carla plays there. We will give you a chance just to quietly pray in your seats, and maybe there's a burden or something you carried in today that you would like to give to the Lord, and we will give you an opportunity to do that or pray for some of these as maybe names or situations come back to your mind during that time, and then I will close us out in prayer. So. Grateful for your promise today that you said where two or three gather in your name, that you are here in our midst. And we are grateful today that you are in our midst because we need you. We need your strength. We need your hope. We need your faith. We need all of those things, your grace, your healing touch. Lord, we face so many things with the stresses and worries and anxiousness and the pressures of life and so many things that happen all around us. And Lord, we definitely need to be able to put our trust in you today. And Jesus, you invited us to put our trust in our Heavenly Father, who cares so much for us, that notices when the sparrows fall, or notices the lilies and the fields, the flowers in the fields, every one of those things. And how much more do you notice us in our lives and care for us? So Lord, we ask today, as we lift up so many that were mentioned today, Lord, we just ask for your touch today for each of those. We think of Sydney, who's going back to work and having to let go of that little one. Lord, we think of Sydney today with the stroke and the high elevation of sugar count there, God. Lord, we just ask that your touch would be with her as they're trying to get that all back in line, and for healing today. For Ellie, Lord, hopefully that she will be able to get that rescheduled, and she'll get her strength back from that UTI and recovery there, so that they can fix and mend that in her legs, Lord. We pray for Jill, Lord, who's going in for surgery Friday. We ask that you would guide the hand of the urologist as they put that stent in, that everything will go just fine after it, and guide the surgeon's hands as they take those tumors out, Lord, that they'll be able to get everything out. And we pray that everything will go well, and we're thankful for that. We pray for Dave, Lord, with his broken neck and back. Lord, I can't even imagine the pain and what was going on there. God, we pray for a speedy healing and recovery and strength, Lord, probably going through therapy afterwards. Lord, we pray for Dex's family or parents, Lord. Thank you that that they were able to make that transition and decision. But we pray that you'll just grace them and be with them through all of that, and give them all peace and in the midst of all of this, and that changes that are going to take place, Lord. Lord, we lift up the Thomas and the Schaup and the Francis families this morning with the loss of these loved ones. God, we pray for peace. We pray for comfort. We pray for grace in the midst of that. Lord, it's never easy when we lose someone close, a family member, a loved one, a spouse. And God, we just ask for your touch and your grace in the midst of all of that. And the Yinks and Hart family, God, too, Lord, that you will be with all of them. And we're thankful for that today, Lord. Lord, we lift up these four unspoken needs, Lord. You know each one of them. And we just lift them up to you and ask that you would work in those situations, whatever it may involve today. And Lord, we also think about those that have come in today. Maybe someone walked in today carrying a heavy burden that's been weighing on their heart. We just ask that you would be the burden breaker and give them relief today as they cast their cares upon you, Lord, because you care for us, and that you will minister to each need today. And Lord, also in a little bit, as we break the bread of your word, Lord, and we just pray that you'll just speak to our hearts and encourage us, and let so that we can let our light shine in this world where so many are hurting. And Lord, I know sometimes we hurt too, and we go through pain, and it shows on our faces, but you are the one, you are the glory and the lifter of our heads, Lord. And we pray that you would be real today in our hearts and lives as we share together. Thank you for being in this place today. Thank you for your presence with us. Thank you for your peace today. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you so much for praying with us. And I really do, as I share so many times, believe it makes a difference when we stand together praying for others. And we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And don't forget, you're welcome to put your change or dollar bills into the buckets today that goes to the Heifer Project. And thank you for your faithfulness. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Glorious God, shine through this offering, we now return to you. May our offering and our lives bless your world and reveal your love. Amen. And you may be seated. Real quick, I forgot to share a couple things. March 12th, Wednesday, March 12th, at 5:30 at the Miami East High School cafeteria is the annual Senior Citizens Dinner. I'll try to get this put up on the bulletin board back there. But if 60 years older, if you live in the Miami School District, you're welcome to come out for that. And you have to put in the reservation by the 5th, which is Wednesday, I believe, this Wednesday. And you can call the office and talk to Amy there, the high school office. Also, we got a letter from Cell Phones for Soldiers which is one of our things that we do throughout the year, extends its heartfelt gratitude for your generous donation. Your kindness will be a significant impact on the lives of American veterans. Your donations have allowed cell phones for soldiers to provide at-risk veterans with cost-free communication services. This service bridges the digital divide between our heroes and their loved ones and connects them with other veteran resource organizations during challenging times. So some of you that brought in your old cell phones, which you should delete everything off of before you turn in, we appreciate that and a little bit of what you know where that's going. And all right, let's go to our scripture readings this morning. We're looking at three. These are all our lectionary readings. Some of them are shortened for the reading today, but I want to read to you dealing with this to talk about this theme this morning. So the first one comes from Exodus 34, verses 29 through 35. Moses came down from Mount Sinai. As he came down from the mountain with the two covenant tablets in his hand, i.e. the Ten Commandments or the Ten Words, Moses didn't realize that the skin of his face shone brightly because he had been talking with God. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw the skin of Moses' face shining brightly, they were afraid and came near to him. But Moses called them closer. So Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back to him, and Moses spoke with them. After that, all the Israelites came near as well, and Moses commanded them everything that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. When Moses finished speaking with them, he put a veil over his face. Whenever Moses went into the Lord's presence to speak with him, Moses would take off the veil until he came out again. When Moses came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, the Israelites would see that the skin of Moses' face was shining brightly. So Moses would put the veil back on his face again until the next time he went in to speak with the Lord. Then our gospel reading, it's a shortened version there that I... we're only going to read a few verses, but I want you to get the gist of when Jesus is transfigured. From Luke chapter 9, verses 28 through 30, Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up on a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes flashed white like lightning. And then also from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, as we all with unveiled faces, reflecting the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, which is from the Lord, who is the Spirit. That is God's word for us today, and I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, you know, I like to start with something a little funny. Edith, a mother of eight, was coming home from a neighbor's house one Saturday afternoon. As she walked into the house, she saw five of her youngest children huddled together, concentrating with intense interest on something. As she slipped near them, trying to discover what the center of attention was, she couldn't believe her eyes. Smack dab in the middle of the circle were several baby skunks. The mother screamed at the top of her lungs, "Children, run!" And each of the kids grabbed a skunk and ran. That means some of the corny Super Bowl jokes last week were, you know, I want to talk to you this morning about shine or shining, however you want to say that. So I have a few favorite emojis. Does everybody know what? I hope everybody knows what an emoji is. Here, I'll show you a little bit what they are. One of them, my favorite, is the good old thumbs up that I will give often to people. Sometimes when they send something to me or they tell me something, a good old thumbs up. The other one is the laughing out loud emoji. That sometimes in our text we say LOL to express that. And my favorite that I use quite often when I tease somebody in a text or something of that nature, when I looked online, it was called the grinning emoji, but I call it the ornery smiling face. And that's this one. That's this one. Because most people pick up on it right away because of something I said to them in the text. Yes. And as silly as these examples may be, faces communicate so much more than just words alone. Our brains, this is interesting, are wired to notice how people's face communicate emotions and other information. Sometimes we can be talking to somebody and telling them about something, but people read our faces and they can tell if we're excited. They can tell if we're hurting. They can tell if we are sad. They can tell if we're tired. I don't know why sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and I think, man, I'm tired. Because that's what it looks like sometimes on my face, you know. And on this Transfiguration Sunday, our readings today focus on people's faces shining. And they all shine because of God's presence or glory in their lives. And so we're going to just venture into this a little bit. And I ask the question, what does this mean for us today? And so let's look at it in two ways. First of all, we want to say faces illuminate God's glory. It's interesting that the Hebrew word, and I remember back in college, long time ago, when I was taking Hebrew, and we found out that the Hebrew word for face also can mean presence, to be in somebody's presence, or it can mean in front of, convey the idea that you're standing in their presence or you're standing in front of them. And we have that old term of countenance. And, you know, we've heard it in the Lord bless you and keep you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you and lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And I never knew what that meant, but it's the idea of standing. So when we're saying, Lord, lift up your countenance, we're saying, lift up your face and shine your favor upon us so that we can have peace in our hearts. And so there's some examples in our reading today that we saw. The first one is Moses. Moses' face revealed God's glory. I love this story. I remember years ago just how much this jumped out at me. After Moses encountered God on Mount Sinai, where he received the 10 words, and I don't want you to mistake that. Because when I say 10 words, that's what the Hebrew says. It doesn't say 10 commandments. It says the 10 words that God gave to the people because it was for them and to walk in. And it says that when he came back down, his face was shining and he didn't even know it. A couple weeks ago, I was up at the high school and I was subbing for Coach Gress, who's the lifting coach. And I was out there with the young people in the Viking Hall, that smelly, dirty, stinky, whoo, place where they lift and the football players hang out, and then over next door the wrestlers hang out and everything. And we were coming back. I have to take him over and bring him back when I'm subbing for him. And one of the students, who's a very good wrestler, and if I told you his name, you'd know who he is right away, came up to me and he said, "Mr. Egbert, I appreciate that every time I see you, you always have a smile on your face." And boy, that just kind of struck. He goes, "We get subs and they just look like they're sad or angry at us, you know." And that kind of hit me a little bit. And, you know, it's something I don't always pay attention to or notice. And the same thing happened. But Moses' face was shining because he had been with God. He had been talking with God. In fact, we're told in that same area in Exodus that when the children of Israel and Aaron looked up on Mount Sinai, it looked like the top of the mountain was on fire because the presence of God was just glowing up there. And it makes me wonder if that glow of God's glory and presence kind of got on Moses' face when he came down, because he was transformed as he experienced God's presence. Moses' face revealed. Jesus' face revealed God's glory. You know, it's interesting. Again, as Jesus grabbed some of his disciples, the three, James, John, Peter, who often go, there's the 12, and then there's this inner core. And he takes them up there and they go up on a mountain, similar language. And it says that he's talking with God. He's praying. And while they were up there, his face and form changed. Something was different. And the disciples saw it on his face, and his clothes appeared like white as lightning. Now, my personal view is that his entire being, body, was radiating that light and that shining, and that's why the clothes looked different when they saw him. And for a brief moment, Jesus' true essence shines through. God's glory, when he was with the Father, as it's said in the Gospel of John, was shining in the depths of his being. And it's like we got a little glimpse of that in that moment when they were together. And it just kind of shone through there. And he allowed them to see that. Now, we could go on with the rest of the story, and Moses and Elijah show up and they see this, and they're all glowing and shining and talking and everything. And the disciples say, "Hey, let's just build some booths and hang out here for a while." Because whatever, I bet you in that moment, I bet you they were sensing peace and love to be that close, to experience something like that. And I'm sure it was for Moses too. Faces illuminated or illuminate God's glory. Now, how does that work for us then? Well, changed by God, the glory of God. Changed by the glory of God. Here's the thing. Change can be scary, but it is also an invitation to grow. You know, as I was thinking about that, as Paul says, we are changing from glory to glory. I know many of us, I know, you know, it's funny, and I've shared this several times before. When I was my first pastorate, you know, I used to preach on change and was excited about change. And when we change, that's how God uses us and we grow and so forth. And then as I've gotten older, I don't like change as much. I'm comfortable. You know, I like when there's routines, you know, and everything. It must be something about growing older or whatever. But the Israelites could see the change on Moses' face, and it says that they were scared. They were scared in that moment. They didn't know what to think of that. And the disciples could see the change on Jesus' face, and everyone could see it, but it had to be a little overwhelming. And this fear, I think that or awe or reverence or whatever you want to say that was there was less about Moses and Jesus' face and the way they looked and more about what it was doing to them, speaking to them. And it could have went to their fear of change. Because every time I've ever experienced God in a very special way in my life, there's always that challenge of to change and to be more like Him. And here's the thing about that. When we experience God's presence, it transforms who we are. Paul says we reflect the glory of God through Christ because we are being changed into His image. It has nothing to do with us. That's why Moses didn't have a clue his face was shining. He didn't even know it was until they said something. And then he had to put a veil over his face. Interestingly, which we didn't read, if you would have read the verses before verse 18 of 2 Corinthians 3, Paul talks about how the veil has been taken away from our face and we can enjoy God's presence and we can just let it shine. And we're letting it shine because we're being changed into His image. We're being changed from one degree of glory to another. Or maybe we could say it this way. We're being transformed from the ordinary you and me to something extraordinary. And it's because of Christ and the Holy Spirit and God's presence in our lives. Our faces change because of God's glory. So let me ask that question. What kind of story is our faces saying or telling? There's days when, well, my son knows what my face looks like when I'm mad. He does. Probably my wife does too. You can see when I'm worried or anxious, but you can also see the other aspect. You know, when you look in the mirror, and that's what I was trying to do a little bit with the kids, even though I was doing the camera on my phone and flipping it so they could see themselves. What do you see? Yes, we see flaws and blemishes. Yes, we see age spots, wrinkles, and gray hair. Yes, we can even see sadness, tiredness, concern, worry at times. But do we see the glory of God? Do we see the image of God? And we have to remind ourselves of that. Every time I see a snow globe on a desk or on a table, I want to pick it up and shake it. And if you're like me, you probably can't resist it either. Something magical happens when we shake that snow globe, doesn't it? And the snow of the fall of the glitter starts floating around in that water or liquid or whatever's in that snow globe. And suddenly the scene, because there's usually a picture in that snow globe, comes alive. A simple shake and everything changes. And that's the way it is when we encounter God's presence and glory. It shakes us. It shakes some of the things that are not like Christ off of us. And it shakes us to where the things that are like Christ and God shine through. It makes us alive, and we see it on our faces. So this morning, as we begin on Wednesday with Ash Wednesday and come into the Lenten season, let me remind you that Christ bids us to come to the mountain and spend time in His presence and shine. Amen. Amen. Well, take just a couple minutes now and greet one another, and then we'll close out by singing that chorus, "Oh, the glory of your presence." do at the altar here. Oops. I know, but I missed it. Sing it through twice this morning. Oh, the glory of your presence. One of my favorite choruses. Oh, the glory of your presence. We, your temple, give. Let's join together in our bulletin for the benediction. Go forth to shine with God's light and love.
Shine joyously for all to see.
With God's glory, with Christ's love, and the Spirit's power, may we shine forth this week. Amen.